Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I am doing a boot in response to Jo Senior, who was talking about UEB Braille code yesterday and asking for the reasons why it's kind of being brought into being. Now, some of you will know that I run a Braille support group on Facebook, and Hassan is right, I did do a little bit of sort of tutoring for free for a friend early on last year. But that sort of ended for various reasons. But I'm very, very passionate about Braille. I do believe that children who can't see or to use print should be taught Braille, because I think that every child should be taught to read and write, and Braille is reading and writing, really. And I know some people would say, well, speech is adequate and using a keyboard is adequate, but I just love Braille. I think it's so, I've got a piece of Braille paper here, this thing here, and it was done on an ordinary Perkins, which I still have in the corner of the room, and I use it for writing Christmas cards, birthday cards, occasional letters, notes for when we're podcasting. So important, because I can't have speech chattering on in the background, so I have my notes, and just the same as a sighted person would have their printed notes in front of them, I have my Braille. So when I was teaching Braille, I contacted the RNIB and asked them for a sample of the UEB code. And they sent me a 60-page volume called A Winning Anthology. And basically what it wasn't a description of the changes and the rules for UEB. Rather than that, they sent me the... it was a group of essays, winning essays. A Japanese technology company, I think it is, every year run an essay writing competition for people. And lots of people, all different ages, had written essays about their enthusiasm for Braille and what Braille had done for them. And so I got the sort of gist of what UEB would look like in context, really. Now, I did... it must be going back 12-18 months, so if you want the full boo, then you'll find it by going through my boos. It is sort of, I think it's round about 250 to 300 boos down, so you'd have to scroll, but I've just been through and found it myself, and I've got some of the main things that I did from that boo, because I did that for the Braille support group. So I'm going to sort of do a kind of brief explanation of what I did in that boot. Okay, so basically what it says is that UEB was developed by Braille experts across the world over the past 20 years, and it's been created to unify all Braille codes across the English speaking world. And it's already been, this is, bear in mind, you're going back a year to when I got this anthology sent to me. It had already been adopted by Australia, Canada and South Africa. And it's being introduced into Great Britain gradually. So it was done, so number one, to make Braille easier to learn. This is what they've said, not me. Two, to reduce ambiguities of meaning. Three, to make Braille more usable for the Braille readers of the future. Four, it will make it easier to share resources. Now, by that, they just mean that across the English, you know, that across the different countries that use English Braille, it'll save sort of different countries having to, I suppose, emboss, print out different Braille books. You can share. So that's going to make more material, more variety of material available to more people. Five, people who use technical Braille codes such as computer science and maths Braille will only need to learn UEB rather than lots of different codes. And it says, six, for those using Braille for everyday things like books, magazines and utility bills, you won't notice, you know, you'll notice some changes, but it won't be huge. So it seems that it's being done to make it, because I've noticed some of the changes, which I'll go into in a minute, are sort of like we're losing the lower D in the middle of a word. Well, in a email address or a web address, that would be the dot, obviously. So that's, I'm guessing that's why we're losing that. So what I'm going to do now is just, for anybody who doesn't know, go through the changes as I saw them then. Now, I think I've got most of them, but I'll, you know, you can always add to this. If anybody knows more about UEB, feel free to post a boo and add comments or your thoughts about it. Okay, so we're losing the BLE, which is dots 3, 4, 5 and 6. We're losing Aition, A-T-I-O-N, which is dot 6N. We're losing Ally, dot 6Y, A-L-L-Y. As I said, we're losing the lower D, and I'm assuming that it is because it's a dot, a full stop in a web address or email address. We are keeping other lower letters, so we're keeping the B, etc. We are losing the lower C at the beginning of a word, that's C-O-M for mother, but we're keeping the middle C, C-O-N, for November. And again, I'm guessing that that's to do with computer braille. We are losing the lower F at the beginning of a word which stood for two. So you're going to have to write out two as T-O. So where we have it, we're keeping the lower I for in. So if you're writing, say, into the, you would have to write, do lower I, T-O, space, and then the. We're losing the lower J, which was by, so you're going to have to write out B-Y and then a space before you write your next word. Brackets are changing. They will no longer be the lower G. They will be the G-H sign, dots 1, 2, 6, and the A-R sign at the end, dots 3, 4, 5. But what I noticed in the anthology was that there's a dot 5 before each one, which I thought was a little bit weird at first, but I guess we'll all get used to it. Capitalisation is going to be compulsory. Now, it takes up a lot more room, but as I said in my boot, I think that's a good idea, to be honest, because I do think that it, children particularly should be taught where capitals belong. And I'm guessing that for children who learn Braille right from a very, very young age, if they're not learning capitalisation, then they're just not going to know, you know, what things need capitals as readily as a child that uses print or sees the printed word. Just seeing if there's anything else. Sequencing is going. For those who don't know what sequencing is, that was when we could put words like, well, contractions for words like for, with, the and of, and we could join them all together. Well, that's going, apparently. So they'll have to have spaces between. I don't know why that is. I'm assuming it's something to do with maths, computer or science braille, which I'm definitely not an expert in. But as far as I see it, they're the reasons. So I think if you're listening to this, Joe, I think the main reasons are to do with computer science and maths braille, and also for the sharing of information and materials across the English braille using world as it is. So I hope that helps. And if anyone has any questions or anything, and you know, if anyone wants to join Braille Support Group on Facebook, you just need to search Braille Support Group. We actually changed the name. It used to be Braille Support Group UK, but we took the UK off because of UEB. We thought it was only right to be all inclusive, really. But you know, if you're a Braille expert or Braille tutor, feel free to come along and offer help to anybody who needs it. So yeah, I think that's it. If anyone wants to contribute, feel free. And if anybody knows of any other changes that I've missed, then jump on it and come and let us know. And if anyone's any thoughts about the reasoning behind it, again, feel free to join in and have your say. Okay, I will speak to you all later. Take care and enjoy your weekend.